Okay, welcome everyone to the National Museum of Australia to our Discovery Space program. Are you going to have fun today?
Yes.
Yes.
Why, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Over to you, Sarah.
Awesome. All right, coming this way, everybody.
We're off to see a very precious 19th century seaweed album, one of a number made by collector Charles Morrison as gifts for his granddaughters.
Does anyone here like to collect anything?
I like to collect different kinds of rocks and diamonds.
Rocks and diamonds. Oh, I like diamonds. They're nice and sparkly, aren't they? I like sparkly things. Anybody else want to tell me what they like to collect? Yeah?
Feathers.
Feathers. Awesome. And what do you like to collect?
Leaves.
Oh, these are some great things to collect.
Seaweed collector Charles Morrison was a painter and decorator who arrived in Melbourne in 1854. His identity was discovered by artist Julie Ryder, who spent 6 months studying the album. The museum then put out the call for more information. Curator Katrina Donnelly.
We've actually found out that the great-grandson of Charles Morrison is living in Canberra, would you believe it? And he has another seaweed album, which was given to his mother, who was Charles Morrison's granddaughter. So it's just beginning to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. We've also had contact from family members in Melbourne. They have actually done part of a family history, so we're now able to access a lot more information about Charles Morrison.
What have you learnt about him and his passion, obviously, for collecting seaweed?
Well, there is a note in their family history that he was a keen seaweed collector. We know that there are various albums, so obviously he collected many, many samples. Interestingly as well, there's a seaweed diorama that he made that the family has brought our attention to. So I suspect he was completely obsessed with seaweed. And if you have a look at the albums, you start to see seaweed in a completely different light. The Port Phillip album is open at a page that's very decorative. I've watched visitors come up here and they actually think it's a painting, but it is actually dried seaweed specimens.
How has your relationship with seaweed changed since studying this album, Katrina?
Look, dramatically, I grew up in Scotland, which, interestingly enough, is where Charles Morrison grew up as well, on the River Clyde. My childhood memories of seaweed are of bladderwrack, and it covered the beaches. You know, we don't have those lovely sandy beaches. So a trip to the seaside for me was on a rocky shore with lots of slimy seaweed. Charles Morrison, the Scotsman, was born in Glasgow, ended up in Australia as well, sort of similar to me in some respects. But yeah, looking at these seaweed albums, you can actually see the absolute beauty, and some of the specimens are extremely delicate and have absolutely beautiful forms and colours, and the albums are really fragile, so they're only on display during the school holidays, and we've had lots of children, and it's really great to see the children actually looking at an object and considering what it actually is and thinking about what people have collected.
Do you want a feather, Max? Feathers in here.
Back in the museum's light-filled main hall, the children are busy at low tables covered in shells, feathers and leaves. It's all about art and science.
Bella, what have you got here?
I just put different types of leaves, but I tried to put it in a special pattern.
How have you got those images? How did you make it?
Oh, so you just put leaves down the white piece of paper, and then over there somehow they turn blue, and then you put them on that to dry. Then you put them in the water and they turn them light.
So they have to go under a light and then in the water?
Yeah, they turn out really light in the water, and then you leave them out to dry.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you very much.
My name's Archie.
How old are you, Archie?
I'm 9.
What are you doing?
I'm drawing the seed pod. My technique is going dark at the edges and then making it go lighter and lighter when I get into the middle. In the little holes, I leave a bit of white to make it look like that it goes deeper, because if you look at this, then it goes deeper and deeper. It doesn't just stay.
You're working on the perspective.
Yeah.
Why did you pick the seed pod to draw?
I like drawing things that look real.
Zoe, what are you doing here?
I'm doing a leaf rubbing of a skeleton leaf.
So how are you doing that?
By putting the skeleton leaf under the paper and then rubbing a crayon on.
And how's it looking?
Pretty good.
What do you love about coming here to the museum in school holidays?
There's always new things to do and they're always really fun and educational.
What did you think about the seaweed album?
I thought they looked pretty and it was interesting to have it like in a journal like that.
What do you think you'll do with your leaf rubbing when you're finished?
Maybe I'll put it in my journal.
Mika, what are you doing?
I'm drawing a shell.
Is it hard to draw the shell?
Yeah, because you have to get all the details and stuff.
What do you like about being here?
Well, it's fun and you like get to like draw and like learn stuff about the ocean and stuff.
Do you collect things anyway?
Yeah, me and my sister have a shell collection that we like every time we go to the beach we pick up some shells for our collection.
Most of the seaweed in Charles Morrison's exquisite album was collected around Melbourne's Port Phillip Bay. But it's not just the variety of specimens that makes it so special. Curator Katrina Donnelly.
My background is in graphic design, so I really appreciate the artistic component of these albums. In order to dry a seaweed specimen, you need to float it onto the paper. So just the sheer amount of time and skill involved, particularly in the pages that have that decorative form, is just incredible. And I find myself really thinking how much time has gone into these albums, not just in the collecting phase, but in the phase of drawing and taking the time and love, if you like, to create the artworks. They really do come across as artworks.
Can you explain that technique in more detail?
So when you get the seaweed specimen, you keep it in water and the seaweed has a natural adhesive. So these specimens are not glued onto the paper. You put the paper underneath and then basically float the seaweed onto the paper.
And eventually the seaweed adheres to the paper?
Yeah, and then you would take it out of the water and the natural adhesive sticks the seaweed to the page. So these albums are in incredible condition that just really speaks to the skill of the collector.
How interesting. I just thought he would glue them onto the page.
No, and you can imagine if you're working with something in water, it's constantly moving. The page that we have open has multiple types of seaweed, so it's not just about floating one piece of seaweed onto the page. There's maybe 40 pieces of seaweed in the piece that we're looking at. So just the skill and the technique that he has obviously developed through having done so many samples. So these books are very interesting because they sit somewhere between art and science.